This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
A frantic battle is being fought right now, Lee.
Yep.
Pay attention to this, okay?
I'm paying attention.
This is going to be, it's going to sound a little wonky, but it's going to be big. It's going to blow the lid off something we've been talking about for a while, Tucker Carlson talked about. DOGE is coming for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And these are already knocking.
Boy, now that could be interesting.
Yes. So here's why this is highly problematic for the Democrats, not us. A coalition of labor groups filed a lawsuit Wednesday seeking to stop DOGE from coming to the Labor Department and gaining access to some of the world's most vital macroeconomic data. They're trying to literally, physically keep them out of the building. Why would they be doing that?
That's public information.
Look, I don't get, okay, here's what Trump has done. This is the simplest thing, okay? Trump is the executive. He has hired some software engineers.
Right.
They happen to be associated with his biggest donor, Elon Musk. Sure. And Elon is among them. Sure. That doesn't make them any different. Democrats give money to their friends all the time. What are we up to? Chelsea Clinton got $83 million, right? Mm-hmm. And everything's very fine with that. They did move it through a network of 9 nonprofits to get it there to the Clinton Foundation, where, by the way, you know, that's what she does for a living. She takes a big salary there. Basically, like her mama and daddy lives off the largesse of the foundation, which pays for all her bills. In terms of, I don't know if it pays her mortgage, but it pays for her to fly. It pays for, you know, restaurants, things like that, lifestyle. So, I mean, if it's okay for Chelsea, then, you know, why can't Elon Musk come in for free? He's not taking anything. With the software engineers that Trump has deputized. Why does it have to be other engineers? Why does it have to be engineers that already work for the federal government? So here's why the potential here is massive. I've been seeing for a long time, we are living through a jobs apocalypse. We are living through an era of an absolute disaster in jobs. And we saw just a hint of that with the Democrat revisions. Remember the 818,000 jobs that just vanished?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last year. So the Democrats were claiming, okay, the economy sucks, but we're creating jobs. And then once 2023 is gone, they're like, oh, yeah, 818,000 of those. That was fake. No, they weren't real. Sorry, we miscounted. Now, jobs adjustments in the past, month to month, they do happen, okay? People have been, the Labor Bureau's been adjusting jobs up and down for years and years, but it's just like 3,000 up here, 4,000 down there. It's not, oh, did we tell you we created a million jobs? Yeah, we kind of lied about that, but hey, we're in the middle of a tough primary, tough midterm. So, you know, we made it up. The Bureau of Labor Statistics announced through the St. Louis Federal Reserve, I will never forget this as long as I live. We had the 2022 midterms. They wanted to look like there was jobs. They said they'd created all these jobs. They then came back and admitted, not the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it would have been too big of a deal, the Fed, that 10 million of those jobs had actually not been created, which meant we had created in one quarter in 2022 less than 10,000 jobs in a quarter. That's 3 months. That is a jobs apocalypse. St. Louis Fed quietly admitted it. I went nuts. Tucker Carlson went nuts over it because they need a big jobs number. So for 23, we don't know what 24 looked like, right? But for 23, 818,000 jobs were fake. Let me bottom line this for you. They've been lying about job creation bigly throughout the entire Biden administration. It is so bad that I don't know how foreign investors can possibly invest. It's as bad as China, honestly. That's a big problem with China with investment. The government controls all the stats. Everyone knows they're fake. Everyone knows they know, you know, they know we know they're fake. I'm telling you, our statistics are just as fake. And the Democrats are flipping out and trying to keep them. Think about what this is. This is them saying, we may not be in power anymore, but Donald Trump doesn't have any right to get basic data about American economics.
I thought that's what democracy looked like. Accountability and transparency.
It is. If they get inside of here, and assuming the data isn't somehow destroyed or deleted, they're going to have to delete this, what they did. And that's the question. How do you claim 818,000 jobs and then they're not there? That was a downward revision of 818 fewer jobs from April 2023 to March 2024, the biggest revision in federal jobs data in 15 years, right? So that was an official revision. The 2022 one was not official. Most of the media ignored it. But what they did, again, was had the St. Louis Fed quietly announce it. That number was 10 million.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
10 million. Again, that basically meant no jobs were created. It was about 10,000 jobs created every 3 months at that point.
And wasn't that much of the justification for why we should have open border policies?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, because
we needed these people to come here and take the jobs that Americans won't do.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. Because the allegedly overheated job market was the excuse to continue to raise interest rates, which ultimately has destroyed the real estate market. What if there never was a jobs boom? What if there really weren't jobs? That's what we're going to find out. There really weren't jobs.
Now, wasn't the housing sales last year the lowest in 30 years?
Yes. Here's another thing we're going to find out. Look, if you look around the edges, you can see why these numbers don't add up. One of the most telling statistics, comes from the Center for Immigration Studies. 51, almost 52% of illegal immigrant adults are not employed. Why? There aren't jobs for them. There's not. I mean, some of them, I'm sure, don't want to work. The government will pay them to stay here. We got to find that money too. It's billions of dollars, paying for their cost, right? But I'm telling you, the reason they don't have jobs is because there aren't any. We don't have jobs for these illegals. We don't have jobs for Americans, and that's what they're going to find. They're going to find massive, massive, massive fraud in our economic data. And let me make another prediction here, okay? The stuff that we are going to learn in the coming year or two is going to shock the conscience. It's going to change the way Americans look at their government completely. I don't know if it's a right-wing, left-wing thing. Here's what else we're going to find out. We had recessions. We went through recessions under Joe Obama. Oh, my gosh. What was that? under Joe Biden. But we did. We had recessions. And they fixed it. We are going to find massive economic data fraud. You can see it around the edges. You can see how the numbers don't add up. How were we having this jobs boom, the economy so hot, we had to slap interest rates on it to slow the job creation down, and then 818,000 jobs disappeared. That doesn't happen. Again, that is the largest revision in U.S. history, period, end of memo.
And they're going to claim that Trump is rewriting history. The problem is the history wasn't right.
Right.
It wasn't factual.
Now, look at this. Peter St. Onge reported this. Okay, remember the 818,000 jobs that they flagged, revised away? Oh, by the way, they never were created. No, yeah, no. Okay. Well, the Philly Fed, Federal Reserve, right? So it's the Federal Reserve office in Philly, Philadelphia. The Philly Fed has just flagged, Lee, another 653,000 fake jobs on top of the 818,000.
That's starting to add up, isn't it, Tara?
Yes, here's what he wrote. How bad is the economy they're handing Trump? The Philly Fed is flagging another 653,000 fake jobs on top of the 818,000 the Bureau of Labor Statistics revised away last year. Of course, left-wing media will blame it all on Trump. What did your humble host tell you 4 months? As soon as the swearing-in is over, they would do what? They would selectively tell you the truth about the economy. The statistics would suddenly become real. A jobs apocalypse would come out of nowhere. And they would blame it on Trump. Oh, look, no job. There were no jobs. They've been lying for years. Economic growth? Who knows? Folks, if there's no jobs and you're living through a jobs apocalypse where during one quarter in 2022, we only created 10,000 jobs. We were in the middle. We went through recession in 2022. This is why you hurt. And so, economically, and you struggle. So, folks, when you see the frantic, watch this. When you see the frantic frenzy that Trump is in, this is why the economy is very, very sick. And they have, they demolished it and they've lied about it for a very, very long time. So what are they trying to get inside Doge, Lee? Why are the Democrats blocking them? Because these lying bureaucrats inside the Department of Labor who answer to the Democrats, it's another captured agency, want to tell you the truth now to make Trump look bad, but they want to cover up what they did under Biden. They've got to go in and get the real economic data and extract it. And that is why the Democrats are suing right now to specifically keep the Doge team out.
Yeah, they're probably getting in touch with Hillary. You got about some contact information for that bleach bit stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, they've got to delete it. They committed fraud. And I mean, think about the implications here. OK, and this is why they're covering this up. I mean, the entire world's investment turns on this data. OK, this isn't just political data. This is whether investors invest in America or not. And if you lie about that, think about what happens to Wall Street firms when they lie about the data. That's treated like stealing. It's treated like fraud. It should be. Because you can literally steal and manipulate where money goes by faking the data. It's a very serious crime. And the federal government did it. Headline from Politico. And by the way, Lee, do you not think that you and I, since taxpayers paid now, we're finding $34 million to Politico, not $8 million? Do you not think we should have a free subscription?
I think we should. Yeah, exactly. And boy, that's what's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, headline, Labor Department workers fear they're next on Doge's to-do list. Again, it sounds weird, but Labor Department keeps all those economic statistics. And wow. Just wow, folks, bombshells. We're just getting started in terms of learning the truth.